Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, acclaimed international speaker and business coach, William Hung.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Elizabeth Wolf. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have to say, my life changed in the past couple days. I have been learning about our guest, and unlike so many of us that quote-unquote learned about our guest or thought we knew William Hung back in the day, I think it was 2004. In retrospect, now 14 years later, I got to read so much about him, listen to so many interviews, and read what other people have said. And I found it so fascinating what I learned, that at one point I was moved to tears that one person could make such a positive effect on the world. And in so many ways, it came at a great cost to him. And I'm happy to see him here with us live in the studio and know that he has not only survived, but he is now thriving. And the good that he's done and continues to do continues to grow. I want to share with you just a little bit about what I've learned by way of this monologue. I have to say that I right away found him very sincere in a way that I didn't expect right from the word go, actually, when he was auditioning, that very first audition on the American Idol show. He's sitting here smiling at me. It's such so great to have him here. But I'm going to say a couple more words. Let me share. One of the things was I saw a post that he posted. As a matter of fact, we shared it as a Life Changes moment today on our Life Changes page on Facebook. He writes, "Have you ever watched American Idol? I auditioned for American Idol a long time ago in 2004, and Simon hated it. He said, 'You can't sing, you can't dance, so what are you going to say?' I said, 'I already gave my best. I have no regrets at all.'" I mean, wow. He doesn't write this in here, but I think it was, I don't remember who it was, but she said, you're awesome. And then they all agreed that was a special thing to say. Well, it goes on from there, actually. He says, "At that point, I had a choice to make. Do I want to come out and embarrass and embrace being the she bangs guy, or do I want to hide in fear and just hope people will forget about me? I chose to stand up for myself. I realize that I can't please everybody, and I don't need to." Throughout the show, I'm going to read a couple more things that I have learned about him. But take, for example, I know at least in the first two albums, he stops in the middle of his singing on the album and he says things like in the first album, he says, "Thank you for buying my album, and I wish all of you the best of luck in whatever you choose to do in your life." And then later on in the album, in the middle of two songs, he says, "I may not be the best singer in the world, but I sing from my heart. I sing with passion. I enjoy what I do, not for money, not for fame. I just enjoy singing." And then later in the same CD says, "Even with a lot of talent in singing, even with a lot of talent in whatever you choose to do, you still have to put in hard work, and you need that determination and perseverance not to give up." And then finally on that same album, he finishes the CD by saying, "Doesn't matter if it's children, adults, maybe even seniors. All these people just like me, and they like me for my real self. It's great to be myself and have people respect me for who I am. I wish more people in the entertainment industry can be who they are." These are the words of William Hung, our guest today. If you didn't know him like this, you're about to know him in a way you never have. When we come back to learn more about William Hung, and later on, our musical guest, Elizabeth Wolfe, here in the studio, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere. And Mark, first of all, big thank you for just knowing that William Hung would make a great guest on our show and bringing him to the show.
Well, you brought back some memories, because I made note back then when everybody was in so much judgment and there was so much color around that episode and that experience, how he handled himself. And it impacted me that moment. And I always was intrigued and wanting to know more of who this was, because he demonstrated so much courage even at that moment. And we talk about life improvement using improv, and that was a life improvement moment, if anything is.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously now we know he handled it the best he could, and frankly, probably better than anyone else could. He is, from American Idol to acclaimed international speaker and business coach, here is William Hung. Welcome to the show, William.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for having me.
What a pleasure to have you on the show. And what you were nodding your head a little bit and you were smiling. And what did it feel like to hear your words reflected back to you that way?
I haven't thought so too much about my album inspiration, having a lot of inspirational messages. I mean, I know I said a few things here and there, but I'm surprised you used it. You're one of the first ones.
Well, I'm glad to hear that we're one of the first ones. That's what makes us special. But, you know, I could have continued. Your album, William Hung for the Holidays, you break out in the middle of it and you say, "I just want to remind you to give back to your community and help others in need." In your CDs, you're sharing all these songs from your heart and with your passion, and you're sharing this inspiration. What inspired you to do that?
Because my record company thinks that that's a great way to stand out in for my albums to do well. And my first album, Inspiration, somehow sold over 200,000 copies.
Wow.
And became the number one independent album on Billboards.
Wow.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so it wasn't always like that. Could you tell us a little bit about life before American Idol? And something that some of us didn't know, you were born in Hong Kong.
Yes, I was born in Hong Kong. I came to the United States when I was 10 years old, chasing the American dream, because my parents are chasing the American dream. And then I went through school, and I got good grades. Nothing too special happened, I would say. Then when I got into UC Berkeley to study for civil engineering, that's when things got interesting. Because I thought I was getting good grades in high school with math and science. I thought things would be easy, no problem. But when I studied for civil engineering, it was so hard, it was difficult, and I felt miserable.
Mm.
I was like, what was I gonna do? Am I gonna switch majors? Am I gonna drop out of school? I don't know what's gonna happen. Then one day, I saw a poster for a school talent show at the Clark Kerr dormitories.
Okay.
I figured, why not? There's nothing to lose. And I sang one of my favorite songs, "She Bangs" by Ricky Martin.
Well, so that was for the school. That wasn't for American Idol,
not
right?
Not yet.
Okay, then how'd we get there?
So I had no expectations, but somehow I won. The grand prize was the DVD player.
Do you still have it?
I'm not sure now.
Okay.
Then one night I heard on Fox News that American Idol Auditions was coming over to San Francisco.
So you figure if you could win the dormitory award,
yes,
you could win American
on a roll.
Who knows? I don't expect a high chance, but there's always a small chance. So I just tried. And I didn't expect to make it anywhere at all. Because most people, they just get sent home the very first round. But somehow, they let me stay over a minute. And they let the American Idol staff members, they let me through. And the second day, the producers let me through. And then by the time I got to Randy, Paula, and Simon, there's only 100 people left out of the original 3,000. Who knew?
Who knew? That's right. It was Paula Abdul who said something very positive when you were done. Like, you're great.
Yes.
And you moved them when you said that. Those words that, to me, are very powerful. I did my best. I have no regrets.
Yes.
And you meant it.
And I meant it.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden, everything changed.
Yes.
What changed?
Well, right after the audition, I didn't expect anything either. I just thought that I would live a normal life, try other things in life, see what works out for me. Mm-hmm. But right after Fox broadcasted my audition, I got a very unusual response. I had a lot of performance opportunities, but at the same night, I will never forget this, the Fox News anchor, John Beard, he called me out and said, William Hung is the worst singer ever. And then right soon after that, there's a rage on the internet saying, I portray the biggest Asian stereotypes.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't so pretty. I wasn't sure what to make of it. Then the next day, I went back to class. I just tried to play like a low key, try to pretend nothing happened. And then towards the end of my civil engineering class, my Chinese professor decided to show my audition in front of hundreds of students. And people were gasping for air. And they were like, oh my God, I saw that guy last night. Oh.
Oh, wow.
And I was gasping too. I was like, what is going on? And then people realized I was staying in the room. They were looking for me. Yeah, that's when I knew that my life could not be normal again.
It was going to be hard to play low key.
No.
Wow, I'm getting like goosebumps and not in a good way. How did you handle that?
How did I handle that? I just share my experience. I told people what happened. That's why I went through. I don't know what's going to happen moving forward, but it seems that I've given opportunities by chance, and I should take advantage of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out just how William Hung took advantage of those opportunities. So looking forward to that conversation. And then a little later on, live music here in the studio with our musical guest, Elizabeth Wolf, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, William Hung. And during the monologue, I read some of the things that William has said. And just really quickly, I want to read some of the things that people have said. Now, of course, we all know people have said some very not nice things. And the fact that William has handled those so amazingly is a great tribute to his character. Now, here are some of the things that people have said that really struck me. As reviews of his album and his singing, here are just a couple things. Let's face it, somebody said, I find it refreshing to hear someone singing for the sheer joy of it. Even if he's not the greatest singer, he has not been styled, pimped, coached, processed, and programmed by the bigwigs at some record company whose only purpose is to move units. William is adorable, and you can't help but smile when you hear him. I think it is a victory for all of us who are just average, but still feel passionate enough about something we love to do, even if we're not the best at it, and further proof that we all love a happy ending. Somebody else wrote about those inspirational clips that I read earlier. The inspirational clips should be an entire album, as they are genuine and real in a business full of phonies and plastic surgeries and publicists. Buy this album and strike a blow against the plastic, the fake, the machine of the music industry. I bought three so I could give them to friends as gifts. They love it, and nothing will be more enjoyed. Hung forever.
That's so cool.
And I know you read one of these because you responded, thank you, dear. At least somebody sounded like you, but thank you, dear. Thanks for buying my CD, Inspiration. I like the fact that you bought my CD for don't ever forget your dreams. You can accomplish anything in life. Much love. Inspiration in your life. See ya, William Hung.
Yeah.
So this is who you are. Is this what came out, as far as you know, in the beginning during American Idol, or people had no idea?
I wasn't sure. I guess it's so long ago, some of these comments. I don't think I heard that one recently. But one thing I do know for sure is that I want to inspire people to live a positive life. That is my mission, because I feel that I went through a lot in my life, lots of challenges. But I feel that if I can get through it, I can overcome it, everybody else can too. That's my belief. I have to have that belief.
Wow. Well, you obviously do. And you obviously did make it, so you're living proof. Because that's a lot of change and a lot of pressure on you, and especially the not nice stuff. So what happened next?
What happened next was that one night I was invited to perform at a UC Berkeley's men's volleyball game.
Okay.
Right after my performance, one of the staff members from Koch Records briskly walked up to me and gave me a $25,000 check for a record contract.
Wow.
Yes. It's just one crazy thing after another.
One crazy thing after another.
Yeah.
And obviously you said yes.
Yeah. It took me a little time, though, because I was debating my mind. Like, should I do this?
Good.
I have some fear in me. It's not the money. Because it's for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Yeah. So, right. But I ultimately decided, I don't want to have regrets in my life. So that's why I went for it.
Wow.
Good for you.
You know, I have to ask you. Okay, so you mentioned She Bangs. So why that song?
I just thought it was something unique at the time. It's not something that people hear on the radio every day. It's something different. I thought it was fun. People love it at my school at Berkeley at the time. So I just try, see what happens.
Okay. Did you ever meet Ricky Martin?
No.
No, not yet?
It's a shame. Three times he said he wanted to meet me, but never happened.
Well, there's still time.
I know.
There's still time. Okay, so... So then what? What happened to civil engineering after all this?
Civil engineering gets put to the side, travel and perform full-time for about 4 years. And I was on Ellen, Jay Leno, Jimmy Kimmel, Extra, lots of crazy big shows, big concerts. I was at the Rose Bowl standing on top. It was so scary. 60,000 people for Wango Tango. So I guess I've done... a lot.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
And you're still doing a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's gradually shifting a different direction because after the first 4 years, I feel that I couldn't sustain myself just relying on entertainment. I mean, I could sustain myself, but I don't want to wait until I run out of money, run out of resources. I didn't want to do that.
So you're thinking ahead.
Yeah, thinking ahead. So I finished school, got my day job. And then I just thought, okay, this is okay. I got some money. I got some assets. Not a big deal. Life is good. But then I think sometime beginning towards last year and this year for sure, my mindset changed. Something hit me. I feel like I can't just sit around. I need to do more than being the average Joe, because I feel like when I do the administrative assistant job, it's not a bad job. For a lot of people, it's a good job, to be honest. But I can't be the average Joe because I wasn't the average Joe. I shouldn't settle for being the average Joe. So that's why I felt like, okay, let's get into speaking. Let's share the story. Let's help people with it. And then I got opportunities to get into coaching too. So this is a really cool way to leverage that story, make a difference in the world.
Well, even as a speaker, you're not your average Joe. First of all, you have this amazing mission, which we'll talk about in a moment. But last year, you were named Small Business Marketer of the Year.
Yes. So
congratulations.
That's an above average William.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what's the mission of your business?
The mission of my business is to help coaches and consultants become courageous leaders so they can have prosperous, fulfilling lives.
Now, obviously, they saw you do it in a very public way in one specific arena. And so how do you help them with their specific business needs? Or is it it doesn't matter what the specific is the just they need to be courageous.
There's some logic behind it too, because it's we all have three kinds of problems we have to solve. It doesn't matter where we at in our lives. We have people problems, we have process problems, and we have profit problems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I try to figure out what those problems are for each person. And then share my experience, how I dealt with it, and that's hopefully that will help them solve their problem too.
Oh, you do one on one also, or one on one business?
Mostly I do like one on one, group coaching, mastermind. That's what I do.
Okay, now we put your Facebook page on our website, but is there a website we should put how people can contact and learn more about you?
Absolutely. My website is willhung.com. willhung.com.
Okay. All right. We'll make sure to have that on there as well for people to get to know you better, actually. And what is it that people don't know about you? Specifically, we see the what looked like courage, but you had to have some fear.
Yes, of course.
Let's talk about that.
I go through many different kinds of fears throughout the years. I would say the recent fears that I have, my parents, they still not very supportive for my entrepreneur mindset or the direction I'm trying to go. And that's totally understandable, given that my parents are near the retirement age. They are conservative, more conservative Asian background. They just want me to keep my stable job. They would tell me, like, why do you go through all this? You know that 90%, 95% people fail businesses in the first 5 years. You know, you heard of that stuff before. I heard of that stuff before. But I don't like to buy into that stuff because I believe in myself that I can make it happen.
Well, obviously you have, and it's worked for you. You mean during also the American Idol stuff and the success that you were having, your parents were saying go get a job or something?
No, because the first 4 years it went so well that I thought at one point...
Because you're living the American dream.
Living the American dream. I could just do it for the rest of my life.
So the first 4 years, it was going so well. And, you know, these things go in cycles. So, you know, again, I'm sure it's going to happen again. And would you be willing and wanting to sing?
I would say I'm willing to put singing on my back burner. I do always sing in my speeches.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What do you sing in your speeches?
She bangs.
Talking about embracing it. That's great.
Wow. Okay. I didn't expect it. You know, speaking of, I didn't expect for him to say that. I didn't expect also people to write things like this. I'm going to read just a couple more. You're going to want this CD. William's singing has improved dramatically. Actually, this is on, I guess, your second CD. Apparently, through an education system designed to perpetuate, thank you, what it thinks is correct. So it's interesting how they liked it, how you were singing before, like from your heart. Did you actually have lessons?
Yeah, I would say after the first album, I did get some vocal coaching lessons from the record company.
Oh, interesting. Okay. This person goes on to say that we have a belief system in the way people are supposed to sing. Some of us are sure that it is this way and it should be this way. Let me assure you, the world is whatever you want it to be and not what somebody else tells you it should be. William is a talent in the making. Don't let anybody dissuade you. And then... another one wrote, I was rather tickled with Hung's first album about the inspirational lines. Sure, he's a pure outsider in music, but his art, his delivery was sincere, which made it beautiful. He reached. He didn't make it, but he reached. William Hung has something to say. I guess they were talking about your reaching vocally. You were giving it your all. As far as you're concerned, you were making it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't thinking about like how to be good, technically good at all. I was just having fun. That's it.
Wow, if the whole world could come from that place.
Right? And then lastly, I cannot recommend the CDs enough. He is so sincere. I want him to be on the top of the Billboard charts, which you were. Please buy as many copies as you can and give it to your friends. William deserves to be famous and rich. He can't sing at all, but what does that matter? He's funny and cute and the first in the world who dared being himself and did not shy away from being sincerely him. I salute him. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with William about his career and his inspiration. And I'm just baffled at all this. And it's been such a pleasure. When we come back, more with William Hung. And a little later on, our musical guest in the studio tonight, Elizabeth Wolfe, all on the Life Changes Show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, William Hung, from American Idol to acclaimed international speaker and business coach. We've talked about so many things, and one last thing that I think would be great to touch on is your celebrity status. I don't know if that's something you thought would happen ever. As a civil engineer,
yeah, no.
So let's you call it the accidental celebrity.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I never thought that would happen in my life, and then I always feel awkward when people call me out on it. Right now, there's still people doing the same thing. When I go have lunch, go on the bus, go anywhere, there's going to be random people recognizing me. They will react like, "Oh my God, isn't it this guy? Oh, I saw you. So it feels, in a way, I really need to embrace that, because it gives me a huge advantage in terms of connecting with people and mm-hmm. networking with people. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of me is like, it still feels awkward. It still feels weird. It's like, really? Am I really supposed to be that way? Like, because I was growing up, I never thought of that. That was a possibility. Mm-hmm. For most people, that's not a possibility. They have to live the life that's defined by others. Mm-hmm. They have to be fit into that box. Mm. Lawyer, engineer, keep your day job, keep your mouth shut, don't say too much, don't mm-hmm. say anything that's out of the ordinary. So, yeah, I mean, right. I'm glad that I had a chance to break out of that, and I'm going to continue to break out more of those internal and external barriers.
And your accidental celebrity, quote unquote, you are using your celebrity status for good in the world.
Yes.
And your overall message, it's not just about what you for the speakers and the business people. I mean, for the business people, it's for everybody.
It is for everybody. I mean, the reason I chose my mission statement for coaches and consultants, because I think it's a great fit. I think it's everybody can become a coach or consultant if they choose to, mm-hmm. because everybody have their life stories. Everybody have message. They have skills. They have expertise. They have a gift that's worth sharing, and I fully believe in that.
You have a gift that's worth sharing.
You do have
and
a gift.
So grateful that you're sharing it. Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your gift. Now, if people want to connect with you for business, they can contact you at williamhung.com. Willhung.com.
Yes.
WILLHUNG.com.
That's right.
Right. What if they want to, you know, call you to come sing at the Super Bowl or something?
if they could still find me,
okay.
Reach out to me, so... Yeah, this right. Shouldn't be a problem.
And that would be okay.
Ricky Martin, write that website
yes,
down.
Yes, Ricky Martin, call him. You two have to. I think that would be huge for both of you and great for both of you. It would be, I think he would be lucky to meet you as I am and we are here in the studio. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, William Hung. Well, joining us in the studio is our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, for our Ask Dorothy segment. But before that, we do have a shout out.
Yes, we want to give a shout out to the Conscious Life Expo, which will be in Los Angeles from February 9th to 11th, where we bring together people, ideas, products, and possibility over a jam-packed 4 days. to feast the mind and body and deepen our connection to spirit. Check out ConsciousLifeExpo.com. Dear Dorothy, my name is Jeffrey and I live in Los Altos, California. I am 38 years old and I have never been married and I have very few close friends. Everyone I have consulted tells me what I need to do is love myself, and I have no clue what that means or why they think that is the answer to my depression. Please help.
Dear Jeffrey, loving ourselves is absolutely our first priority, although we've been programmed to believe that loving ourselves is simply being selfish. It is anything but that. What passes for love is not what we've been taught. Each of us has come to Earth to love and to be loved. And after many years of not understanding the importance of self-love and being absolutely miserable, I began to experiment with accepting myself as lovable. Loving myself was not easy at first because I had a mother, brothers, and many other people in my life who had totally convinced me that I was not lovable. And then one day I discovered the wonderful book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And I did the work and the exercises and changed the way I felt about myself. She reminded me that a lot of what loving ourselves means is to become consciously aware of our self-talk and choose thoughts that support us. By shifting my belief of not being lovable to knowing and believing that I am very lovable, and by doing as many loving things as possible for myself and others, I became the happy, healthy me that I am today. Through choosing to love myself, my depression lifted. My life changed to one filled with exciting possibilities and loving relationships. You, too, can do this if you are willing to change the way you think of yourself. I trust you will devote the time and energies required to change your life for the better by making the most elegant choice possible. And that choice is to love you.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Awesome. And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, Elizabeth Wolf, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, William Hung. And join us in the studio is our singer, songwriter, musical guest. She's also a guitarist and a pianist. Actually, she's a fairly new guitarist. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth Wolf.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure to have you here. Now, you've been here before. Actually, you came here supporting
Goldman.
Goldman.
Yes, a very good friend of mine.
Right. So, and here you are now on your own, and this is kind of newish too, right?
It is. It is.
Tell us how newish.
Well, I play with a band a lot, and I decided to take the full month of January to actually take a social media break and to really improve my guitar skills and kind of take it from a chord knowledge level to a more advanced jazz knowledge. I'm working on it, but it's really exciting. It's a whole new way of making music and finding independence in my own craft.
Well, that's not only what you did during that month or so. You also wrote some songs.
I did. A lot of brand new songs that no one has heard.
And no one has heard, and not even us. And you're going to share them for the first time ever to anyone right here on live radio.
Who told you that?
You are so courageous. Well, actually, you know, that it just follows suit because look at our guest, how courageous he was.
I'm so inspired by you.
Right? And I'm sure on your vision board when you were a little girl, you said, I want to be on a show with William Hung someday.
I did. I actually went to UC Berkeley just because you did. Go Bears.
Thank you.
Nice, nice. Okay. So these songs are also not all you've done. You know, it's crazy because I know you studied some opera.
I did.
And you were surrounded by a lot of jazz. Mm-hmm. And but you're not going to do either of those for us tonight.
I'm going to do an original blend of how I kind of bring my training together into the sound that I like to make myself.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. You've also dabbled in musicals?
Oh, very much so.
Okay, so yes. One musical in particular that's very near and dear to your heart happened like last year or something. Tell us about that.
It did. It's called Dreams of 18. It's a musical that I wrote, directed, and produced myself when I was a senior at UC Berkeley. And it premiered in San Francisco at Piano Fight Theater in December of 2016.
Nice.
It was a really great experience.
And you're bringing it to LA when?
Soon.
Okay.
Soon.
It sounds like you should never go back to social media.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
It's been so eye-opening, I have to tell you.
I'm sure.
So are we going to hear hints of folk, blues, and funk also?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited. So I don't even know. This is so new. Do these have titles yet?
They do have titles.
Okay.
They do have titles. The first one is called It's Time to Move On.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Dare I ask, is this about a personal experience?
Let's ask after. Let's see. Can I answer the question after we listen to the song?
You can. All right. Well, here's a little Elizabeth. Here's Elizabeth Wolf performing for the first time ever. It's Time to Move On, live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Awesome. Offer it to me and I pass. I can't take another cup of your drunken honesty. Something does not feel right. We're getting close to midnight. Everyone's about to kiss and you're staring back at me. Oh, but I need to see you with someone new. It's the only way to erase what we've been through. So take down the pictures of me from your phone. Don't think of me when you are feeling alone. Raise up your glass and take someone else home. And I will do the same. It's time to move on. Last year, you and me in Yuletide cheer, dancing and promises, you forevermore. Now I see you coming near, whispering into my ear, making the same mistakes. I should be headed for the door. cause I need to see you with someone new. It's the only way to erase what we've been through. So take down the pictures of me from your phone. Don't think of me when you are feeling alone. Raise up your glass and take someone else home. And I will do the same. It's time to move on. To say it now, but it's true. There was a time I couldn't see beyond you. So take down the pictures of me from your phone. Don't think of me when you are feeling alone. Raise up your glass and take someone else home. And I will do the same. It's time to move on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm only laughing because you gave me these eyes.
I know, I was sure to look. It was funny.
Loved them. Thank you. And love that. And you know what? You don't have to answer my question.
I thought the song would answer it.
You answered way so much more. Wow. That's what a great way to break up. I mean, that's like, that should be on people's, like, that should be an app. Like, if you don't know how to break up, say this.
You write a song.
Yeah, well, not everybody could do that, but they could use your song. Poetic lyrics, to be sure. If you want to learn more about Elizabeth, ElizabethWolf.com. Now, Wolf is W-O-O-L-F, and Elizabeth is with a Z. Mm-hmm. And you have stuff that you're going to announce, but you're not going to announce it here. You're already doing new stuff. Mm-hmm. But if people want to follow you on Instagram and learn about the announcements, like the live shows and da-da-da-da.
Lots coming up.
They could go to E for Elizabeth, so E Wolf, W-O-O-L-F, on Instagram.
Yes, I'll be making new announcements soon.
All right, well, look for me there because I'm gonna be following you, and then you and I are gonna need to talk because I also studied at the Eugene O'Neill.
Are you serious?
Yes way. And of course, I studied opera as well, not there, but and then I have a lot of friends from the Colborne School. We'll have to talk.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do. And your voice, man, sultry. Sexy. I mean, and then that's kind of rough when you're like singing sexy like that. Take me off your phone. You know, just like, don't think of me when you're alone. I mean, I'm just like, give the guy a chance. You know, scream at him or something. No,
singing.
Okay, so very nice. All right, well, this is exciting. So does the album have a name yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't.
Yeah, maybe, but you're not telling us. Anyway, so...
It has a cool cover, though.
Oh, it has a cover, but no name.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the second song called that we're going to get to hear?
Right. So, like I said, I've been really doing a lot of reflecting this month, and I've been off social media, so I've gotten a chance to kind of look back on some nice memories. And I recently remembered a really, really nice summer I had in London. And so the song is about that. It's called Summer in London.
Summer in London.
It's very,
you know,
very new.
Maybe Mark's right. You know, take another month off of social media because, I mean, you
just keep cranking it out.
Yeah. You might write a movie or something.
That wouldn't be the craziest thing I've thought of.
Okay. And I'm sure there's a book, or I don't know what comes first, the movie or the book or whatever.
So we'll call you in a month.
Yes, exactly.
And give us the update.
We'll have to follow.
I'll be blonde by then.
Yes, and you can't see her, but she's got this beautiful, long, flowy hair. And then she came into the studio with it. And then as soon as she was ready to sing, she wraps it all up on her head. She's like, let's get down. Let's do this. So she's ready. She's ready for business. And she's going to share with us about her summer in London. Here's Elizabeth Wolf performing Summer in London, premiere for the world
on, ever, folks.
On the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Cobblestones in the summertime, barefoot to bed break. Last night's shoes in one hand, last night's man in the other hand. The sun comes up but we get down, the shoes fall to the floor. This could only be unplanned, too exquisite and too grand. Oh, take me back to cobblestones, history and city roads, back to the reunion of strangers and old souls. Hijack the memories of dancing in the street, you and me. Back an hour, two or four, the fireworks in tow, dangerously in command. Then you ask if I could dance. Da-da-da-da-da-dance. Okay, now we hear the band. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-band. Ba-ba-band. Ask me again if I'll have this dance. Take me back to cobblestones, history and city roads, back to the reunion of strangers and old souls. Hijack the memories of dancing in the street, you and me. Of dancing in the street, you and me, oh, you and me. London never felt so smooth. London never, never felt so
first time ever, man.
Wow. Elizabeth Wolf.
That's a hit.
Okay. I want a hug.
Oh, thank you. I want a hug too.
Oh my God. That was amazing. I feel like I've been watching a star in the making, and to know that no one has heard these yet and you're sharing them right here. I can't wait. Besides, okay, so another summer off, and I mean another month off, and then I'd love to see you go to Italy because I want a song about Italy. I want a song about France, right?
That's a great idea.
You're in California.
Swing through Cleveland.
So Cleveland. The beaches of California. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, I'll make a list.
Please make me a list.
By the way, I just have to let you know because there'll be so many people in the front rows of your shows. You got to know what you're doing to them when you're giving them that look like you did to me a couple times during that song, okay? Take me back to the streets of London. Then you look at me and what am I supposed to do? I'm like, okay, I'll take you.
We'll go to London.
We'll
That's
go
the only
to London.
Answer.
All right, fine. Just want you to know what you're doing to people in the front row. And so proud of you. Okay, so Elizabeth Wolf. I have to say shout out to Goldman and John Brandt. They're going to need to start backing you up, and they're great, and I love them. They're going to need to start backing
they
you up.
They have never heard these songs.
They have never
and
heard these songs.
They're my best friends, and I can't. This is so funny. They support me musically so much. I'm so grateful for them.
Let's give them another shout out.
Yeah,
then.
Shout out John and Jake. I love you so much.
Wow. Well, exciting. So Elizabeth Wolf, that's Elizabeth with a Z, and then Wolf, WOOLF.com. And then on Instagram, E Wolf, EWOOLF, just EWOOLF.
That's it.
All right. Love you. so much.
Love you.
Thank you for being here, Elizabeth Wolf and William Hung. Love you too, and your message and your energy and your positivity. You have changed my life. Both of you have tonight. So with that, big thank you to both of you, and a big thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like I'm sure ours all did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everybody.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.